Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. We're waiting for some calls today, but hopefully some of you will reach out to us and we'll get a chance to talk with you. We do invite you all to join us on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on the Blog Talk Radio profile. Our home Blog Talk Radio. What are you wincing? What's wrong?
No, I'm not.
Oh, so you were actually.
Wincing?
Yeah.
Wincing.
Yes.
W-I-N-C-I-N-G?
Yes.
Wincing.
Not,
well,
to,
when
be,
you
not to be confused with winching.
No. We're retching. We're wrecking. I guess it's a facial.
It's facial. Right.
You know, we, I don't know how they came up with words that equate to an expression. How do I come up with words anyways? I mean, a tool, why not call it a box or a house? How do they come up with these things? You know, the origins of words, it's very interesting, really. But I think the root word of winch is to clench. You know, in New York, they call it wrenches.
What?
When you're, you know, but... You know, wince is to, when you're talking about root words.
Is that what we're talking about?
Root words.
I'm looking up the etymology right now of wince, but go ahead.
Well.
While I do that. Apparently Blog Talk Radio didn't like our conversation.
Yeah.
They kicked us off the air.
We were made them wince.
We were wincing. Anyway,
we're rinsing our clothes.
So what did you say before?
To turn aside.
No, you didn't say.
Yeah, I said to turn aside.
No, you did not. No. You were so FOS. Anyway, as I told you just a moment ago, it's from Old French, to turn aside. But nice try taking credit. Gwenshear. And then Anglo-Norman French is wince. But there was another word that you said. You thought it was connected to, which don't know.
You know.
Anyway, turn aside.
What their heads wagged in the Bible. Their heads wagged. I don't think they were wagging. You know, their tails wagged, heads wagged. But I think there's a phrase in the Bible that heads wagged. The way we use
Let's
words
find
and
out.
The way we corrupt words. That was when they were disgusted, I think, with Christ.
I don't know.
But to turn aside, you know, it sort of...
Got it.
What?
It's Matthew 27:39.
What?
And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads.
I told you.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
But...
Good. I didn't doubt you were correct.
They were wagging their heads and turning their tails. But the, you know, one of the, you know, talking about turning aside, you know, aside, turning aside, one of the most common questions that Chris and I get on the streets.
On the streets.
Is, hey, guys, what's it like on the other side?
It happens constantly.
So since we visit the other side quite often, we don't stay there very long, but since we visit the outside very often, we're often asked that question. What's it like on the other side? I mean, do you play? Some people believe you play checkers, you sail boats, you sit in rocking chairs, you're playing music, whatever. They think you carry over the world over there. God forbid. That's not what happens. I've never seen anyone. There is a certain element in the astral realm where the lowest of spirits exist, and there is a sort of assemblage of earthly subject matters. There's a lot of chaos in the lower realm. There's a lot of negative energy going on where people are arguing and crying and wailing. There are people who are lost souls wandering around. I mean, it's not real pleasant. There are some pleasantries there, but most everyone knows they're kind of caught between worlds. And it's not exactly the most pleasant thing. I'm not saying everybody suffers there. A lot of souls that cross over end up there. It's like a big, gigantic bus, Union Square, a bus station or a train station, where just a lot of souls have congregated, kind of waiting. There's isolated areas in the astral realm that are in the lower realm. But when you die, your soul's released from your body along with your spirit, and it enters any one of several areas of the astral realm. Unfortunately, most of us end up on the lower realm. Doesn't mean that we weren't good people. We could be good people, but we're still endowed with karma.
Right, because the resolution of karma takes a lot more than being a good person. There are so many people that, you know, if you read an obituary and or go to a funeral service and, you know, hear the deceased family members, not the deceased family members, I said that wrong, the deceased's family members or friends doing the eulogies and speaking how highly of these people that are gone and they're great people and they did this and that and they volunteered. But you know, it's true. Oftentimes, most of the time, it is a soul will come back to the earth because it takes so very much to actually make it out of the earth. And unfortunately, people aren't educated. I know that I wasn't educated prior to coming into this world and unionizing with you. If you're not at the level of awareness and haven't.
Well, I think in the study of religion or spirituality, it's of course a great debatable table, whether you have had a Christian friend who said you have one life, that's it. And he referred to many biblical passages that said there's only one life. But I don't know. Christ came back. He was on the earth. He appeared in different human forms.
Well, the life in the Bible can also, I mean, it's a matter of interpretation. So one life could be the compilation of all the life, soul's journeys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
But, you know, do we return? Do we actually, is our soul something that returns to another body to continue the element of life? First, you have to ask the questions, what are we doing down here in the first place? Why are we on this major fiery test of life where we have to assume that there's a level of the fight of the fittest, the survival level? You know, if you're atheist, you sort of have it locked down. You turn to dust. They probably have the best answer of all, the most simplistic. But then again, what's the point? You live your life, maybe 80, 90 years, and you have the best you can, and then poof, it's over. My grandmother on my father's side believed that. Just that's it. You turn to dust. It's just nothing.
Well, you know, in regard to the Jesus coming back comment you made, I mean, he came back, but it was in spirit form. He wasn't in physical. I mean, he came back, but he was not incarnated as a human again on the planet. It was a return,
well,
visitation.
He was a body.
He was a physical body, but
walking on Earth, he wasn't recognizable. So, I mean, who's to say? No one said, I saw a ghost, they saw a man, they saw this, they saw that.
Well, I mean, I think we can both agree that Jesus transcended the planet ultimately, that he didn't come back and, you know, continue to recycle on the planet.
Well, according to the text, he didn't in that regard. He ascended, but after his death, he did return.
Right. I know that.
We're in that chapter. Yeah.
So, you know, in on that note, and we have a caller, we're going to just bring that caller on in a moment, but I just wanted to, we have a couple callers now. What I wanted to say is that people think that as human beings, we only live, Christ died so we could all live one life like him. I mean, Christ is, you know, separate from regular humans. There's a great division between a regular human being and Christ. And so what we have to do as average human beings on the planet in terms of getting to a level that we're able to ascend like Christ did, isn't going to happen in just one lifetime. I mean, look what Christ did on the planet. Is that what, you know, I mean, we have to exemplify that walk if we truly want to get off the planet. And, you know, most people are concerned with shopping and dining out and travel and their jobs
and their
family.
You know, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner did an act, a 200-year-old man. And I think he had one of the best answers. Mel Brooks, playing the 200-year-old man, said, were you present at the crucifixion? And he goes, yeah, I was present at the crucifixion. I'm paraphrasing. He goes, but, you know, I ran a grocery market, and I remember Jesus coming in with 12 other kids. They looked at the candy a lot. They never bought anything. They were nice kids. Sometimes I give them some water. You know, the element of either the physicality of Christ or the spiritual, astral nature of Christ is, you know, are two different stories to behold. But I think that when we get into the attitude of what it is on the other side that we are going to experience once we cross over, I mean, who can prove, who can say, and who can really prove anything? They're futile attempts of trying to prove it. What life is like on the other side is just a matter of basically opinion, maybe speckled with a little bit of evidence here and there.
Right. I mean, obviously, if you're able to astral project in your dream state or even in your awakened state, there may be some link to what's going on the other side because you're traveling to the astral realm.
Well, you know, I mean, I've encountered spirits and they told me great things on the other side. And I've often said, what do you do in the meantime? You know, when you're not talking to me, what do? You wander around waiting for somebody to come up and visit you? I mean, what are you doing all this time? Just staring, doing? And they just looked at me. They didn't answer. So, screw them.
Well, yeah, we have interesting interactions with spirits, you know, and that's a different topic. Let's bring on the caller. 302.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Gloria. How are you guys?
Hey, Gloria. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm calling because I wanted your opinion, or maybe you can tell me what you feel about this situation. My husband and I are going to be replacing our central air and heating unit, and we've gotten two quotes already, and we're going to get a third quote on Monday, but I'm kind of wondering, like, if you guys feel the same as I feel about the first two estimators that came this past week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get your birthday and your husband's again. I know your birthday.
Mine is 2/10/69. 69,
I should remember it.
Hello.
Hi, we're here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine is 2/10/69.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, and his is
12/30/68. 30/68. Gosh. Yeah, your numbers. I know we've gotten his birth date before, but you guys have your month and his day. I mean, your month your month and first number of your day are his inverted month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and these people have zeros. Well, 10:30. I know. I'm just looking at the birthdays. Yeah. So you have questions about the two air conditioning companies that have given you estimates. Gosh, that must be really expensive.
It is. It's going to be an expensive job, but we've been like saving up for it. So like, it's not a problem of paying for it. It's a what we're concerned is who's going to be the best installer.
Sure, of course.
You know? So yeah, we want to be able to pick someone with that. You know, we want to trust.
You're asking just about, you said there were three estimates, and you're asking just about the first two?
Well, the third one hasn't come out yet. They come on Monday.
So just out of curiosity, do they have the two first estimates? Are they approaching the job in the same way, or are they different in how they are going to get stuff?
Okay, so the first person that came out, he was not very thorough at all. He came, he looked at our air conditioning unit, he looked at our heater, and that's it. And then he just said, this is the type of model we have, this is how much it's going to cost. He didn't even walk us through exactly what they were going to do or not. He was just kind of like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. This is what we have. This is what we have to offer you. I didn't get a bad feeling from him. I just felt kind of taken back that he wasn't more thorough about, like, the walk. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you.
Right.
I just thought it was really weird he didn't walk through the house and ask us questions.
Before you go to the second one, my first gut reaction when you asked the question about 2 minutes ago, I thought the second one was going to be the better one. But that was before you spoke.
Okay.
I felt. Now, I don't know how well the second one was, but that's what I felt.
So tell us a little bit about the second one, because I mean, obviously from your dialogue,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be the first one I would eliminate just because it sounds like there wasn't a comprehensive analysis or walkthrough of your home. And
right.
You know, so the second one, tell us a little bit about
that. The second one. He was more thorough. He really talked us through it. He talked a little too much. Like, he was like, well, we can do this, and we can do that, and we can do this, and we can do that. And, you know, my husband was like, my husband loved him, but the red flags kind of went up with him.
Oh, because he was a little bit too much of a salesperson?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a hard push. It was like a soft push, but he was just like, and then my problem is with the first company, they have 10-year parts and labor and 10-year parts and labor and 10-year warranty on the air conditioning unit and heater. The second company only had 2-year parts and labor and 10-year warranty on the units. And that really, like, turned me off.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And then the third company, when do they come out?
They come on Monday.
They come on Monday. You already said that, but I forgot.
That's okay.
I would be cautious, too, if there was only a 2-year labor warranty on the work. And the work that you're getting done, is it between, like, $40,000 and $50,000?
No. No,
really?
Not that much. No, because it's just to replace the heating and the cooling.
Oh, you're not
the
doing
air conditioning.
I thought you were doing like the duct system.
No.
So
no, neither one of them offered that. Neither one of them said. And to be honest with you, I don't think my husband wanted to get the ductwork redone because you would have to tear the walls
right,
out and all
that's
that
why
stuff.
I was. That's why I was coming back with such a big estimate, because I thought you were just, you said the whole system, so I thought you were doing the whole.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no.
That's okay. So that's probably more like air conditioning unit, what, and heater,
what
10,000?
What was your estimate?
Yes.
10?
8 to 9.
Well, okay. So I think, personally, the third estimate, mm-hmm. I would, you know, obviously have that person come out. And if you're not happy with any of the estimates, there are other companies. Have you looked up?
Yes.
I, other companies besides these people?
So these three companies I've looked up have the best reviews and also have the best ratings on excuse me, Better Business Bureau.
Uh-huh.
But there are plenty of other companies that I'm going to look up because you know it's suggested that you do four or five different quotes before you finally make up your mind. So I started with the top, three with the highest ratings first, and then I
right.
can work my way down from that.
Is the third who out of the three?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the highest rated? I'm hearing my voice in the background, like echoing.
I would say the second one had the highest rating, or the most ratings with high ratings.
But that could be because he probably encourages people to
yes.
review because he sounds like, that kind of person.
Well,
I thought the same thing.
You could say, look, so-and-so, this company offers 10 year on parts of labor. Why are you all only offering two? Can we push enough if you want us to be your customer?
Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking of approaching, calling them back and saying, listen, everyone else is offering me a 10-year. Can you offer me a 10-year? Because if you can, then I'll go with you. But if you can, well, I'm going to continue looking.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go with the second one if you're not going to meet the
10-year. Well, talk to them. I mean, my vibe was the second one, and they seem to have had the better rating and all that. Why they, if they have good rating and the parts, I don't know. They have 10-year labor. The only thing different is the parts. I'm not sure why they are having that discrepancy in the parts.
Glory, question. Have you, what I do when I look up businesses that I'm considering to use? I always sort the reviews from lowest to highest, and I read the bad reviews. Because it's easy. I mean, there are companies, and then you start to read the bad reviews and realize, get a bigger, more clear picture about the people that you're dealing with. Is she still on? She dropped. She's having a connection problem. I think it's, she's probably going to call back, but I think that's a good idea to look at the bad reviews first, because then you can start to glean more information about how they're going to perform. And trust me, there are companies that we've used that have great reviews and we've had bad experiences with.
Well, I'm totally lost. Is this the Neil and Kristen Consumer Reports? I'm not sure what we've
call
got
me,
from
call me Ralph Nader.
to offering our advice on air conditioners.
Well, they say, this is the other thing. They say if you're replacing your air conditioning unit, if you're getting a more energy efficient unit, that you do need to redo the whole system. That you can't just replace the unit. That's what we've been told, at least.
I don't know. She should talk to other technicians. I don't know if we can, if she's asking us for a vibration about who's the best one.
My vibration, she's back. I think she needs to hear the third person. The second person, I don't know.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm sorry. My phone died on me.
That's okay.
Well, we have recommendations on phone companies.
But no, Chris, back to what you were saying is that, yes, I did look up the as a matter of fact, I looked up some of the reviewers to see how many reviews they've actually done. And a lot of them, only did one or two reviews, but some of them did have, different reviews for different companies. And I kind of gauged what kind of reviewers they were because, like you said, I'm sure they encourage good reviews,
Sure.
So some of them seemed really legit, and some of them just seemed like, I don't know. I've heard that companies sometimes go and make up their own reviews and fake names.
They do. And so the second person seems like someone, because he's a big talker, he's a salesperson, he's going to encourage customers to review his company. And that may be why he has the largest percentage of good reviews or the largest number of reviews, because he's pushing people to do, to promote him. Additionally, he could be writing fake reviews. Did you look at his bad reviews?
Oh, yeah. And they don't have very many. They only have one or two.
Well, I mean, that's
all the companies,
good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I would say that's good because that means there's more satisfaction.
At the high rating with the business girl. Yeah. I don't know. Talk to them about the parts, you know, are they getting their parts
yeah,
from China or something? I don't know. You know, you got to figure that out. But
right. That's,
you know.
Most parts are from China, though. I mean, you know.
Well, we had a refrigerator that was all messed up.
We got a rainy day today.
No, he wasn't using the factory fan.
He didn't use the factory fan, you know, and
uh-oh.
I noticed it right away, and Neil didn't. I mean, I'm very sensitive to sound. So I heard this fan going on, and I said, I am not living with this. There's no way. But
right.
Neil didn't really notice, but then a week later the fan kicked up and you know, he then said, oh my God, we have a problem. And so the guy came back out and replaced the fan with the factory part, which it was an off market part that he had used previously.
Yeah.
However, that's still made in China. It's just
right. You
know, GE. Yeah. It's factory. But you know, what I was saying to Bill, Gloria, is that just one concern that I have, I don't know when was the last time you got how old is your air conditioner that you're currently using?
We've never had it replaced. Like, we've lived here 20 years, and it just died on us the end of last summer, just in time for fall to come in. And so we said we're going to wait till the spring to replace it. But because of the COVID, you know, people weren't coming out here. Like, they weren't doing a whole lot of estimates.
Right.
So we're just getting, you know, into looking into it now because now, you know, it's more open.
One thing that we were told, because we have an older unit, not old, old, but it's an older unit in the 2000s. But we were told if we were ever to replace the unit that we have to do the whole system. You can't just do the air conditioner. So my concern is that, you know, getting a new unit, that's the energy efficient unit, that, you know, you don't want to be given misinformation by anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you call different companies and ask, listen, this is the system that we have, do you require a whole reducting of the home? Find out what other companies say, because as far as I know, that's what needs to be done if you're replacing, which is very costly, obviously.
Yeah, it is.
And they're not telling you that.
They're not.
Well, the first guy didn't at all. The second guy was kind of, you know, saying, well, this, you know, he's like, most times you don't have to replace them. But if you're not getting, because we have two level home, the second level is the finished attic. And he's like, this attic is never going to get very cold. So, like, you would need a separate AC unit just for the attic. And I said, no, we don't even go up there that much. It's just like a free space to store stuff in. So we're primarily concerned about the first level of the home, which entails two bedroom, kitchen, living room, dining room, yada, yada, yada.
Well,
and so he was.
You're really not asking. We have, our unit is such that we hit a button
mm-hmm.
and rack one on a track, and big fans go back and forth in our house. So our system is really old.
No.
Yeah.
What? You're so old. He's joking.
You know,
I was just like, what?
I know. He's so
You know, I used to watch the Little Rascals, and they had a car that the way it moved, they would hit a bell, and a goat would run on a track and make the car go. Anyway.
I used to love that. I used to love that show.
Oh, I love them. Anyways, you know what I think? I think that, you know, the world has a certain flexibility. And my feeling is that if you talk to the second estimators and you say, look, the other company will give me 10 years. I want to do business with you. You've got a good rating. I don't understand why you're offering.
She's not comfortable with the second.
Well, I'm just saying. So they may give you 5 years. They may go, well, we'll go Google in 5 years. We'll put it in the contract. They can write anything they want.
Right.
But, you know, try the other ones. I don't know. You know, I don't think on any on any level, you know, it's not like psychically I see your house is going to blow up or anything. It, you,
right.
You got a gut feeling. But my gut feeling was the second one.
Okay. Well, you know, okay. I think that the third person might be a better balance. So we'll see.
I'll let you know when we finally decide who we go with. But Kristen, I'm with you. Something keeps pulling me towards the third person. In the beginning, I kind of liked the second person, but because he kept going on and trying to sell this and that, the red flags went up. The reason why I didn't choose the first one. I like the warranties, but I didn't like the attitude.
Sorry about that. I think that, and I think you should ask questions when the third person comes. So ask about whether or not, you know, a duct system needs to be replaced when doing this work, replacing the air conditioner in here.
Right.
You know, I know that you're not prepared to do that probably financially, but mm-hmm. you don't want to also spend $10,000 and then have a problem down the road because the work wasn't done right. So,
right.
You know,
okay.
But definitely let us know, Gloria.
I will. Yeah, I will. I definitely will. All right.
Okay.
You guys have a great weekend.
Yeah. Have a happy 4th.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know, this brings up a good,
we have a caller, but
this brings up a good
you're so
idea for me. We need to channel Ralph Nader. Really,
I just
do.
I meant to. Did you hear me say Ralph Nader?
We do. I think he's available.
What was that show? There was a TV show. It was like consumer. It wasn't Ralph Nader that hosted it. There's another host, and it was a consumer. It was like a fight back, you know, consumer show. What was that show?
It was
in the 80s.
In the news.
Huh?
It was in the news.
No.
They would find fraud.
No, it wasn't in the news. It was a show itself dedicated to consumer issues.
Oh, Fight Back. Oh, yeah.
Fight Back.
Fight
was
Back.
It called Fight Back?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And the root word of fight is.
Wince. Hold on. 225. We're bringing 225 on. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. I bet it's hot there, huh?
Yeah.
Our connection isn't great. Sharon?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It's like you're in the distance a little bit. I don't know if you're on a headset or a speakerphone, but there's a lot of background.
Let me get off my head.
Thank you. Hopefully she won't disconnect. Are you there?
Well,
there she is. We can hear you, Sharon. I'm not. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi. Okay, Sharon.
Hi.
So we didn't hear your answers. I said it's hot there. It's probably hot. Are you hot in Louisiana?
Yes, indeed.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Indeed.
Sorry to hear that. Unless you like the hot weather, then I'm happy to hear it. But
no, it's a little too hot.
Sharon, what brings you to the show today?
Oh, I was just calling in. Whatever. Just a lot going on.
A lot going on? Do you have a specific question, or are you just...
Children. Children?
Children? Well, I thought it was going to be family issues, actually. I'm getting a 4 in her energy. So what's your birth date? Let's get your birth date.
May 17th.
End of year?
60.
60. Okay. 7, 8, 13. Okay. That's it. So you're, and I wrote down a 31, actually. You'll check my honesty here. Before
what, May 17th?
Yeah. So she's a 13. On your month and day add up to a 4. 5, 6, 7.
29.
I know, but I'm talking about her 5:17.
Oh.
I said I was picking up a 4, and I wrote down a 4:31, and her 5:17
yeah.
is a 13:4, which is 31 inverted. So that's just quickly tuning into your energy, because, and she's a 29:11 too. So family issues, not surprising. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about what's going on with the family?
Everybody's just saying how they feel too much, and it hurts.
Sharon, are there any divorces involved in the family dynamic?
No, my baby son just had a baby by a girl he's dating.
Were your parents divorced or your husband's?
No, my husband was murdered, and my parents, they were together till they died.
Okay, so your husband being murdered is where the zone is, where we're at. Because when we talk about, usually when we talk, your master number is 29:11 too. So when we talk about things like that, there's usually some kind of trouble going on. We jumped over to divorce, but the divorce actually
is the separation.
Because of the murder. How was he murdered? Under what circumstances?
I don't know. I still don't have an answer to that. It's been 20-some years.
Do you have any inkling of why? Was he robbed?
No.
Anything like that?
Yeah, robbed.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, this turmoil and the strife, the problem with the family unit is, I think, one that involves a proper sense of a matriarchal or patriarchal energy. So it's like everyone, it's like it's lacking a leader. And everyone has their opinions and things like that, and that can get pretty nasty. If it's over an issue, if usually fights or discussions that get awful strife over an issue, unless you guys just argue over everything. But there's got to be some kind of issue going on. It might involve money. Now, is there any current issue going on regarding money or property or anything like that?
No, not to my knowledge.
What I'm getting, maybe I'm wrong, is that there's some problem with your children are having with the way that they were brought up by you. They're angry. There's anger and resentment over their past. Is that it?
Yes. I was a single mother.
Single mother. Were there other men in the picture in your life? Boyfriends?
Nope.
Anything?
Nope.
Nothing like that.
Their father never did anything for them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lack of parental.
Right, but for you, did you have other men in your life after your husband died?
No. I was through.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lack of parental authority. That's the problem. Because that has some sense of family strife and power issues and things like this.
Well, are they upset? Because the fact that there was a problem with, they're having a problem with how they were brought up, and there were no other men in the picture. Did your job take you away from the kids because you were a single mother? So there is something in regard to something pulling the mother away from the family that is making them resentful. Not other men, but it's the job. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a choice.
You have problems. So what's your question?
My question is the relationship between my baby son and this girl. What should be my stance
on the young lady is disrespectful, and I raised my son not to be disrespectful, and I know he's never been disrespectful to them. So it's kind of put me in between the twigs because that right there, I don't deal with that.
So she's disrespectful to this mother. Your son is the father of the baby, and his girlfriend is disrespectful to you and other family members?
No, to me.
Just to you.
I don't know other family members. I don't know her family. And when I met her, she was already pregnant.
So can you give an example of
Rolling her eyes. There was an incident that was going on at the home with me and the oldest child, and I needed his assistance, and she had just had the baby, and that just set her off.
Okay, so she's threatened by your influence or your power or whatever you have, trying to minimize your role. So she's a controlling person. And she's trying to undermine you in front of your son so that you lose whatever power that being. So that she has an issue with you because I think of power. I think she's got it.
Maybe appealing to this girl's soft side would be a good strategy. And trying to forge a bond with her. I mean, I understand and validate your experience with this girl, and you probably don't like her very much, but perhaps if you tried to, you know, approach her in a different way, maybe ask her to, you know, lunch so the two of you could get to know each other and start to form a relationship with her outside of the relationship with your son, then there may be some common ground for that.
9 months. I told the young lady, I said, 9 months, you know, that was our time to bond, to get to know her. She didn't want it. She used the first incident against me. And she's not, it started over pictures. I said, well, the baby's in another town about an hour away from me. Send me pictures every day. She said that was too much to ask.
Well, you just, you know, I don't know, you just may be in a bad situation. You're sort of in a very vulnerable place because she's going to start to rule your son's life, and she's going to start setting conditions down. And if your son gives in to her, you just may have to step aside. That might just be a reality. Now,
yes, that's a reality.
You know, we can put out a prayer and put out energy on your behalf so that things improve. But if she's dead set against you, you know, you may have to sweat this one out and just say, you know, I just have to step aside. It's a shame. And that's sometimes what happens. But it sounds like she's kind of a nasty person and you're threatened by you.
Do you think the relationship is going to last between her and your son?
I don't know.
How
I really don't know.
Have they been together like more than 2 years?
I don't know.
You don't know how long they've been together?
No, ma'am. I met the girl when the girl was pregnant and showed up at my house. I don't know anything about the girl.
Well, and the son hasn't shared with you, obviously. So
there you go. He left me out.
I'm sorry. I know you're upset about it.
There isn't. I don't know. But, you know, Sharon, what we'll do is we'll put out a prayer for you that things might ease up. But in reality, we've got a problem. And that's, you know, you're telling me the problem, and it's the parent that there is a problem.
with a person like this that could be a long career with it. It just could be saying that that's going to happen. Your son may take a chance, but here's the problem. The problem is her. The problem is actually the son, not the
person. What's your son's birthday, Karen?
June 8th, 1993.
And do you have three kids?
No.
How many kids do you have? Two?
Two.
Two. So you have two sons?
Yeah.
Yeah, 29 and he's a 9. I don't know.
Wait, he's a 29?
He's a 9. She's a 10.
Oh, she's an... Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. This may be one of those stories, Karen, that you have a problem with your daughter-in-law. So, against your daughter. You know, they're going to end up fighting. So the best thing you can do is try to keep your relationship with your son strong, if that's possible. If it isn't, it isn't.
Yeah.
But that's what you should do right now.
Yeah, he's a little upset, but he respects me as his mother. He's a sergeant in the military. He knows what's best. You got to respect your mother.
Well, I mean, that's even more indication that he may not continue to tolerate the behavior of his girlfriend.
Yeah. Do you see that happen?
I don't think they're gonna
laugh. I don't either.
So just keep your relationship with your son strong if you can.
What is your other son? What is the situation with your other son in regards to this unit here, family?
Ooh, Lord. 2-10-86 ain't nothing but trouble, girl.
2-10-86 nothing but trouble. Oh, you know, that's so
weird.
Ain't
no trouble, girl.
Sharon, were you listening to the show before? Were you listening earlier? Go ahead.
I was trying to get in, and my phone was acting up. I mean... It just went crazy. No, I'm sorry, I did. You can refresh me, though.
No. It was at the beginning, and I don't think you had called in. Our former caller, regular caller to the show, is actually born on 2010, like your son. And her husband's born in 68, which is the other son's inverted year. So people often group together from tribal past lives, even on the show.
Right.
So it's common that we'll have a caller born on the same date or same master number, karmic number, successively. And so you're getting the birth date of your son is kind of important to the other son. It's all, it's 27-9-2. Nine. Both sons are nine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he's got a zero in his day, which can be trouble. 2-1.
Ooh.
So he's a problem for you, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, you know,
nothing was trouble until he came home. When he came home, the whole house just flipped upside down, literally.
The son, the older son.
Yeah, 2-10-86.
And the son that's in the military doesn't live with you, does he?
No. He comes in and out, but he doesn't live here.
Well, keep your relationship with your military son strong as much as you can. They're probably going to fight a lot.
The fact that he's around you is encouraging. I mean, you're saying he doesn't live at home, but he comes around. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that call our show and their kids are completely estranged from them. No, ma'am.
He fixed up the outside of the house. He was planning for this girl to come, him and the baby, and that they save money and buy a home. And sweetheart, she don't want that. But he's up there living at her mom and her dad's house with the baby now, because that's where she had the baby at.
Oh. Have you met the family? Or you haven't met her family?
No. I've canceled because why should I go into a situation where, you know, I know somebody doesn't like me. That's your choice. That's not my choice.
Just stay out of her face and just talk to your son. Keep your son strong.
Yeah, that's
what you got to do right now.
I just wanted to confirm that because a lot of times when you're in a situation, you can't see clearly.
Yeah.
And I knew that discussion is with, that's the lines that I've drawn. But, you know, I needed to hear, you know, just continue to be loving on your son. Don't say nothing about her. Let that ride like it ain't nothing. Stand your ground. You know, be humane, be loving, and carry on. I'm 60 years old.
That's
I ain't
right.
got time for foolishness.
You got it.
Yeah, because I think
Alrighty. If
you're combative with her, then it's
right.
going to, it's
right.
not going to endear your son to you, and it's just going to backfire. So,
right, it's going to backfire. Right.
And if you're positive and loving, you're gonna get further.
And eventually her family will come around, and I'll just tell her, you know, I'm sorry that I, you know, but your daughter was a little disrespectful, and the apple don't fall far from the tree, and I didn't raise my son to be that way. So, well,
no, don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that. If you meet the family, just be gracious. Don't say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It's not going to work. That's not going to make you look good. I mean,
right.
I understand. No, I understand where you're coming from because you've got anger that's pent up and you're not, you know, you don't have a outlet, but that won't be good. Be nice.
Yes, ma'am.
And hopefully the situation, you know, obviously, I mean, families, you want parents to stay together, and if they've brought a child into the world, obviously you don't want the child to have a broken home. But if it's not a good relationship and this is not a healthy person your son's involved with, then
you don't want
that to continue, even if it means
She acts like a little privileged fall brat.
What, do you know her birthday?
All I know is January the 4th, and she's 24 years old.
Well, that's a lot. That's good. So she would have been born in 1996. So, she's a 30 equals 3.
Well, she's fire, you know, she's got a lot of fire.
Yeah, she's successful, but she's new, you know, she's a control freak.
What does she do for a living?
Oh, she got an elegant job. She's in the with the NFL.
Oh.
Really?
She works with that department. She's a compliance athletic director.
Wow.
Well,
it's weird. I was reading about the NFL this morning. Funny.
You know, this way of you, stay close to your son. You got a good point that he still talks to you. And this way of you, don't be opinionated. And, you know, things are going to change.
Amen. And make sure you say those prayers for me. And thank you guys so much.
We will.
You're welcome, Sharon.
You.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you for your patience. You know I do. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. And just, you know, follow up with us. We'd like to hear what happens with our callers. So progress reports are good.
I will.
Okay. Take care, Sharon.
All right.
Happy holidays. And Sharon can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Block Talk Radio profile. Yeah, family strife is no fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's people call it problems, so we try to do our best to.
Yeah, well, and what we'll do is start fighting after the show's over.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
But, you know, we live in a world that we're constantly trying to solve things. I mean, it's a parent. And now we've got...
And Sharon's a parent.
And now we've got pandemics, and we've got race issues, wars. And all kinds of things that... the world. Yeah, you can't look anywhere without there being a problem.
It's getting bad, yeah. It's getting bad. 2020.
But, you know, and it's... I think when we look at a world that is in turmoil, constant turmoil, I mean, there are...
You know...
Spiritualists, there's comics, people who help us heal with laughter, people who try to give answers, people who try to give solutions. But again, it's there's a great duality in our planet that's going to be constant. I think it's not going to be solved.
No, it won't be solved. Do you know what I think is interesting though is that it's 2020 and that's a 22. Of course, the zeros are there as well, but that's a multiple of 11. So then you have to ask, was this planned? I mean, with some idea in mind on some level that this was the year that this would occur.
Yeah. Talk about 2020. That was a TV show.
TV show. Hugh Downs just died.
Hugh Downs and just died.
I loved him on 2020. I loved him and Barbara Walters back in,
Yeah, he was like a walking encyclopedia. He was a very knowledgeable person. Knew a little bit about everything, very courageous in life, was doing all kinds of courageous things in his later years.
And he was 99 when he died. He was 99, so lived a long life.
But he had a warmth about him. He also took over Jack Parr, who was a TV host. More controversial, Jack Parr walked off his show and McDowell's took over for a while. And then the Tonight Show, Johnny Carson came in with Ed McMahon, and Hugh Downs took over the morning show or the AM show.
You know what's really weird? He was born February 14th, 1921, which is a 20 equals 2.
Yeah.
2020. I mean, he was on 2020. That's weird.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's
a lot?
But
you see, the thing about his particular karmic situation is that his month and date comes to a 7.
7. Oh, yeah. And it's obviously energy.
Yeah. And his year reflects his first and last numbers.
But that broken up 7, I mean, he, on the planet did a lot to help other people. So he restored that spirituality.
He was, quite a figure it's going to be quite a loss, along with Carl Reiner. But there are, so many lesser human beings on the planet, so-called lesser notoriety, that grace the planet. And do wonderful things, and every day our world is mourning the loss of people who mean so much to us and who have done so many great things, even though they weren't in the limelight, they still are saints and patrons.
Wow. I'm just reading about him. Did you know he opposed the war on drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an environmentalist. He did a lot of things.
He appeared on several pieces about the war on drugs and hemp, which I think is great because... getting into that topic, we don't have enough time, but we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We hope everyone has a really safe and healthy holiday this weekend. Bye-bye.